Let's start again about six lines from the top of Yutes and Aleph. Boy Reish Lakish, he had a suffix regarding Yir. There's an institution of Yir Hod and a Yir Abein. Marishem Yad Adam Lebno Kotten. Can he marry off the Yom HaEvriya to his son? Do you say Benam Rachman Lebno Kotten, even if he's a Kotten? Adam Lebno Domi Dedei, Mahu Gadol, Abno Gadol. So the Gemara says, you have a drosha, and the Pasuk in, Achrei Mos, I think, Isha Shina Pesachis, Isha Shina Pesachis, Re, Mos Yomas, Hano Eif, Vahano Yofas. The Gemara has a drosha, Ish Prat Lekotten, that's what Tosis and Hashem discuss, what do you need, Ab Mokker? You need a Pasuk, Ish Prat Lekotten, Kotten is a La Baron, Shana Kola Tarakula. So Tosis and the Ritva gave different answers. Okay. But the Gemara is concentrating on the second one. Ish Prat Lekotten. Some Rishonim gave another answer. Ish Prat Lekotten means he was younger than Tesh Shana V'Yamechot. That ain't Biyasa Biya. Why had he called it Prat Lekotten? There's a godless for Das, a godless for Ansh, and then there's a godless for Biya. It's, if he's a Kotten, it's ain't Biyasa Biya. But that Kotten doesn't depend on Yud Gimel Shana V'Yamechot. That depends on Tesh Shana V'Yamechot. And it's a din. It's a din. It's not that it corresponds to something in reality. But Haraya, that the Gemara in Sanhedrin has a machlokes Rabbi Shmuel by Mishkav Zohar. How old does the Nishkav have to be? 9 years old or 3 years old? Because Ketana Bas Shalosh Shana V'Mechad is Biyasabiya, and a Kot Matesh Shana V'Mechad is Biyasabiya. So the question is, does it depend on Zohar versus Nekeva? So both the Shochev and the Nishkav are both Zoharim. So both of them, the age is 9, or they say, no, it depends on Shochev and Nishkav. The Shochev, the Shir, is 9, and the Nishkav, the Shir, is 3. So by Mishkav Zohar, it doesn't correspond to anything in reality. It doesn't correspond. There's no B'Sileh Choizim by the Mishkav Zohar. Nonetheless, the Mohar HaZemachleg says, see, it's a Shir. It's Aloch HaMashim Messin, it's a Shir. So that's what some Rishonim say. It's a Shir in Gadlos Al-Bidin. Ish prat lekotten, that a kotten metesh arvi amechot is biyasa bi, and younger than that, isn't it? Okay. And Tosis and the Ritva gave different explanations of what it means, ish prat lekotten. Fine. Hashinah says, she's ish prat leishes kotten. So the Gemara says, if father meyad lebeno kotten, if father meyad lebeno kotten, so why should it be potter? So it's a rife in the pasuk, ain't on a meyad lebeno kotten. The Gemara says, no. If ain't on a meyad lebeno kotten, so what do you need a pasuk? Because b'no dumi didei mahu gadol b'no gadol. So what do you need a pasuk to say? Eishes ish prat leishes cotton. Ish is mamayt cotton a lot of times. Ish is sometimes mamayt isha, sometimes mamayt cotton, sometimes not mamayt anything. So here the Tanaim say, ish ish prat cotton hashem, eishes ish prat leishes cotton. So the Gemara says, if you hold eight on a miyadla b'no cotton and is based on a different pasuk b'no dumi didei mahu gadol b'no cotton, how do you know he has to be a gadol? Maybe himself is a cotton. He can't be. How can he buy an omah ivriya? If you buy an omah ivriya, you have to you have to pay money. You're agreeing to pay money to buy the omah ivriya, so you have to be a bardas. A cotton can't buy an omah ivriya. He doesn't have the ability. If I give a matana to a cotton, so we pass on like that. The two opinions in Tosis, whether the cotton is cotton and atorim the rabbanim by das acheres makna by matona. But if I'm selling something to the cotton, so the Rambam starts off per kavtes and nuchas mechir shlosha. The three people, ein nikha mekach neim emker memka din tayrim. The raisa the cheres shoy to be cotton. All three are lab by das. So they cannot buy anything. They cannot sell. You need das makna. They cannot buy either. To buy, you have to agree to pay the money. So the cotton is a lab by das. To give the matona to a cotton. That we pass on like that opinion of Tosis that the cotton can be turned a coin man out there. But to buy an Omarviya, you got to pay money. So the father, for sure, the one who bought the Omarviya, for sure is a godel. So if you say, B'no Dumi Didei, that's based on Sugim and Pashas, Mishpatim B'no Dumi Didei, that ate on a Miyadla B'no Cotton. So that's the Gemara's caution. So what there is, so there is no Ashes Cotton. So what do you need a Pasuk Pratla Ashes Cotton? Doesn't exist. It's a good question. I don't know. The assumption apparently is that not. Otherwise, maybe he himself is a cotton. Yeah. He himself is a cotton, then he can't have any children. Maybe that's why. How do you know? How do you know the one who bought the Amorvi as a gadol? Maybe because he can't have Yud HaBein. He won't have any children if he's a kohen. Maybe can you give an amai vriya as a matana? Maybe you can. Got to look in the Minchas Chinuch. He discusses everything. I don't remember that discussion. I don't know. It's a good shala. Can the father, meshugan the father, and the father give his daughter? It says in the Gemara, it says in the Rambam, you should never sell your daughter amai vriya mamish unless your mamish broke. It's a scandalous thing. So what about to give your daughter a matana to someone else, not even broke? He's giving him a matana. He's not getting any money out of it. Not allowed to. It's certainly not proper to give your daughter a matana. But if you sell her, if you give her, it could be that it is chum. I don't know. That's a good question. So the Gemara asked the kasha, Ela, my enemy, I'd want to say, Ela, my enemy, I'd want to say, need a pasuk to be my. So Sham is min odd me yad, fakir, to the right that odd me yad, I'd want to The pasuk says that they're not chayv misa. The Gemara says not necessarily. Maybe the pasuk is needed by katan habal yadimtoi. If he's bentation shani ve'amechad biyosabir, and the Mishnah says habal yadimtoi be mishaygig be mezid kana, you don't need das. Normally, when a man is b'kadosh inisha because of a b'shtara b'biya, so you need das. A katan cannot be even katan over 9 years old biyosabir, but he's a lab by das. He can't be b'kadosh inisha. But by Yibam, you don't need das. You can't be Meshagig, be Mezid. So that's what the Gemara says. Sochab Yavam and Teshonim and Mecha, Boy, Mintaskin, and the Raisa Chazilei, she's Kukali Yavam, and Biyosa Bia. Given the Raisa Chazilei, Biyosa Bia is in Ben Tesha, you don't need Das Kinyan. So I would have thought, mistakenly, Habal Amaschai, Beishishish, I would have thought that it's Koine, Kamash Malon, that what? So the Kamash Malon is Machlekis, Rashi and Tesis. Tesis says, Kamash Malon, that Kuat Nabayavimta is not Koinem in Torah at all. She's just the Zika, but the Bia is not Koinem at all. So the Mishnah that says Kuat Nabayavimta, you need both a get and Chalitza. So Tosa says that you need Chalitza in Torah. The get is only needed with the Rabban. Because in Torah, the Kuat Nabayavimta is not Koinem at all. And Rashi seems to hold not. So Rashi says, Biyosa Bia. And Yibum doesn't need kavanah, so the katan haboy yavimta is koinem and atayra. Aye, but it says in the Mishnah Yivamis, also being spentes kamayme begodl. So the Ramban over there says maybe just like mayme begodl, you need both get and chalitza. So mayme begodl, you need an atayra. Mayme is nothing. An atayra by and a godl does mayme, nothing happened, and all you need an atayra is chalitza. You don't need a get. With the Rabbanan, you need to get also in addition to the Chalitz. So the Ramban has a suggestion, if you hold like Rashi, that Kotna Boy Vimta is Koina, the Ramban writes there in Yivam, is the Tzadik Vav. Maybe Minatora, all you need is a get, and it's only with the Rabbanan that you need the Chalitz. That's Ramban's suggestion. Also, Bias Bentes, Kamayme Begodl, just like Mayme Begodl, you need get and Chalitz, so to Bias Bentes, you need both. But maybe it's not the same Mamish. By Maimah Begadol, the Chalitza is Menater, and the Get is only with the Rabbanah. By Bias Bentes, according to Rashi, maybe it's Fakert, that the Get is Menater, and the Chalitza is with the Rabbanah. Rav Soloveitchik had his, he was an Ilui, so he had an Iluish suggestion, he need both Menater. Because the Pasuk that says that Kotna Habo Yavimta is not, the Isha is not Mischayevis, Mauritema Habo Le Mischayev Beishisish, should be a Chiv Misa, Kamashman, there's no Chiv Misa, why? Because not koine legamre, just like Tesis says, you're not koine at all. Katan by Vimta is not koine at all. So Rashi holds you're not koine legamre. So to the extent that he is koine, so you need a get. To the extent that he's not koine, you need chalitza, because the zika is still there. So it's partial zika and partial get. Possibility. Okay. So the Gemara says, so you can't really tell from that pasuk that we made a drasha. Ashi inifestation is cotton. So we wanted to prove there must be that Oda Miyad Lebeno Kotten. If Ein Oda Miyad Lebeno Kotten is nothing, if you hold Ein Oda Miyad Lebeno Kotten is based on Psukim and Parshas Mishpatim, so then what do you need a pasuk over here to say Eishes Ishpat Leishes Kotten? There can't be any Eishes Kotten. Gemara says, no, we don't know anything whether Miyad Lebeno Kotten, that you can't tell anything. Maybe that drasha goes on the case of Kotta Boyavimta. So you're left so you don't know. So Gemara says, Amai Havi Allah, what's the end of the story? What's the din? By other miyad lebeno kotna not. So the Gemara says Toshma, Dam Rab Yanai, and Yid Alebegadnu. He can't. If no kotna is no Yid. Fine, that's the psak. But he says two things, Dam Rab Yanai, and Yid Alebegadnu, and Yid Alemidas. So the Gemara asks Tarti, why do you have to say both isn't identical? Or taita. The Sasri Taisis has a whole interpretation. They seem to contradict. The Gemara says, no, matam kama. Matam en yir ala b'god, lafish en yir ala midas. The bain has to agree. And the kotan is a la badas, so that's why there's no yud l'bno kotan. Sure? Okay. The Iboy is same, and if you want, you can say, no, there are two different statements. And yir ala b'god, semicolon. That's one din. Ain't on a miyad l'bno kotan. Then en yir ala midas is a different din, not midas ha bain. My midas, midas dido. Originally, we thought en yir ala midas, midas ha bain. Now, my midas, midas dido. She has to agree. Tony Abai Beide Rabba Bo, it's not the regular Abai that we know, it's a different Abai, Abai Beide Rabba Bo. Asher lo yod, malam shetzorach liyado. What does it mean, shetzorach? Asher lo yodo, malam shetzorach liyado. Asher lo yod, there's a Kree in a Ksiv. So the Kree is Asher lo lamedvav. The Ksiv is Asher lo yod, if he didn't do yod, and the Kree is he's supposed to pronounce it differently. Lo and lo, it's a different pronunciation. So the Kri is supposed to be Ashalo Yoda Lamed Vav, that it's a mitzvah liyado. Malam shet tzorch liyado. It's a mitzvah liyado. Mitzvah siyot kerdemis la mitzvah spediyo. That's the mission at the end of the first parak in Pcheres. There's a mitzvah of yud. Shet tzorch liyado. Who ton lo v'homolo, the one who recited Tani Abai Beide Rabba Bo. He recited a brisa. They had brises floating all over the place. Everybody had another brisa. So who ton lo v'homolo, he recited the brisa, this Abaye. He cited the price, and he interpreted it that it goes Bikudushir, Aliba the Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yuda. So the Pashup shot is not like the Rabbi Natam. The Adamachlez Rabbi Natam and the other Rishonim. Rabbi Natam says, where do we have it? Hey, Shken Yesh Nabal Korcha, the bottom Tosa. So Rabbi Natam learns, Shetzorch Liyada does mean you have to have the consent of the girl in order to do Yud. The girl doesn't have to consent, but she has to understand that the Odin is being miyayed her. If he says it in Yiddish and she doesn't understand Yiddish, he says it in Hebrew, she doesn't know what he's talking about, so then the Yud is not chal. She has to understand. Where do you have such a din? So he says, by get is like that. The husband can give his wife a get bal korcha. It's a nasty thing to do. And some Rishonim hold that it's an Issa deraisen. Shulchan Aruch, they quote the Tshuvas Aran, that Ligarish bal korcha is an Issa deraisen. Ibn O, famous, it's only Cherem deRabbeinu Gershom. How can you say it's an Issa deraisen? No. A cherem means a curse that the guy should drop dead. On the level of deraisa, it's not a curse. You don't give him a curse, he should drop dead. It's an isa deraisa. It's an avla ben al machaveri. You married her. You married the girl and you're going to treat her with respect. Honor, cherish, and love her. So you're going to give her a get bal korcha. What kind of quote ifshta is that? It's not proper to give a get bal korcha. But it's not that he deserves a curse, he should drop dead. So Rabbeinu Gershom made a cherem. Cherem, the Gemara says, is... the oisias of Ramach Evarim. It's a curse that should sink into the Ramach Evarim. Person should drop dead. So that's what the Ran holds like that. That the Megarish Bal Korcha is an Issa deraisa, but the Cherem is added on by the Rabbeinu Gershom. So the Mishnah has in the end of Gittin, true, the husband can give a get Bal Korcha. It's not supposed to, but if he gives a get Bal Korcha, it's chal, but the wife has to understand what's happening. If he just says, here's a tilim, here, say some tilim, and it's really a get in an envelope, and she doesn't realize it. So then the Mishnah says the get is not chal. You don't need her consent, you don't need her das, but you need her awareness. So the Rabbeinu Tam holds that this is similar to that. You don't need the consent of the Omo Hevriya, you don't need that she should agree to the Yud, but you need her awareness. If she doesn't understand that Yud is happening, so the Yud is not chal. But the Poshib Shatting Mor is not like the Rabbeinu Tam. Simple reading of the Mor is faket. You need das or isha. You need the consent of the girl. The Gemara says, it makes sense if you hold like Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yudah. The Gemara says, "Hutan lo v'amalav b'kiddush yud v'ali b'Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yudah de'amar." What was the machlekes? Maros Rishon is lav the kiddush nitum. So the Gemara is going to say, "Where is this Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yudah? Where is this Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yudah?" So the Gemara quotes the machlekes. Gemara says on the next line. My Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, where did he come from? The Tanya, Yod, the Hefta, yeah. Tzorch sheyeh sheyes bayom kedei fediyah. The only time the Odin still has the ability to declare Hareat Miuedesli is if it's mamish all the way at the end of the 6 years. He's not going to be miyad, a little baby girl. He's at least 15 years old now. He's a godel, so probably 20 years old, 30 years old. Well, he's going to marry a little girl who's only 10 years old. So when she's close to Godless, probably going to have shtei saris when she reaches 12. That's a chazaka, the Gemara says. Ruba d'leisa kama chazaka, kol shechlil chlal shanim, egil chlal simanim. When a girl reaches the age of 12, we assume she probably has shtei saris. Usually that's the case. Whoever calls she egil chlal shanim, egil chlal siman. We assume she probably has shtei saris. So the Odin is probably going to be miyad her when she's holding by becoming a gedolah. She starts to look feminine then a little bit. So he's not going to make me out a little baby girl. So the shayla is, what if it's so late in the day, there isn't a shava protus worth of work left till the end of Sheish? Can he still be miyayid at that point? So that's a machlegs of Yosef Reb Yudah in the Tanakam. So Yosef Reb Yudah says, Asher lo yodah lehefto tzorach sheyeshez beyam kadei pediyah. The only time he can do yud is if there's so much work left till the end of Sheish or till Yovel, until she'll become a naira, that if you want to do pediyah, there's a shava pruta's worth that she should pay him. Let's say he bought her for $500, and there's enough work left that she would worth a shava pruta's worth. So she would want to be yotze b'giroin kesef. She'd be able to pay that pruta and be yotze lecheres. If they're less than the shava pruta's worth, then she doesn't have to pay. Then she does, there's not, there is no pediyah less than the shava pruta. Chamish Putta Saints, a Mishnah in the end of Hazov. So in order to buy an Eved, Karka, is nicknamed the Pruta B'Shavar Pruta, like Kedushin, you need a Pruta Shavar Pruta. So if there's less than a Shavar Pruta's worth of work left till the end of Shesha, till the Yovel, whatever, so then he can't do Pdiya. And if he can't do Pdiya, then he can't do Yud. Bikanam Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yudah, Meyeshez Be'am, Kedei Lasim, Shavar Pruta Mekudesh Melav, Eina Mekudesh. And the Tanakhama disagrees. So what's the Nekudas HaMachloikis? So the Gemara says in the second wide line, Alma, what do you see? Kasava, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yudah's opinion, Moshe HaVishan is Lav L'Kiddush Nitnu. Tanakama holds, Moshe HaVishan is L'Kiddush Nitnu. Poshe Pshat, if in the event that the Odin later says, Hariyat Miyuadis Litz, Igloi Milson L'Mafreya, that the $500 that he gave the father converts into L'Mafreya, converts into Kesef Kiddush. That's the Poshe Pshat. So you don't need that there should be a Shavar Pruta's worth left at the end. Why don't you need a Shavar Pruta's worth? If he's Mekadosh now, so you need his Kiddush Kesef of a Shavar Pruta. He's Moichel the Shibu that she owes him service for a Pruta. He's Moichel and he's Mekadosh with the Pruta. So that's Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yudah. Moshe Rishon is lovely Kiddush Nitnu. So the Kiddush is taking place now when he's Mevater, when he's Moichel on the Shavar Pruta's worth. But the Tanakhama says he don't need Shavar Pruta because the Moshe Rishon is listed Kiddush Nitnu. So that's what the Gemara says. When does it make sense? He needs the girl's consent. That's if you hold the Kiddushin is taking place now. The old is a glowing Muslim affair, Moshe HaVishan is the Kiddushin Nitno. So the father was Mekadosh the daughter. That's what the Gemara said on the previous summer. The din was, like Rabbi Akiva on the top line on Yud Chesed and Beis, the father cannot sell a daughter l'shivchus acharishus. If he once married the daughter off, and then either the husband died or gave her a get, whatever. If he already did nisuin, so she's yotze mishu savir. So then the father can no longer marry her off. He cannot sell her as an amavir. There's nothing to discuss. Once he had nisuin, so she's yisayim b'chay avir. She's yotze mishu savir. But if the father married her off, there's only erisin. So she wasn't yotze legamre mishu savir. Well, she may not yotze legamre. So Tosfos said liyorsha letamilah. We said that's very dochuk. It's probably a misprint in Tosfos. She's still Bishu Savir, La Forest Nadorim, in Baila, Naira Hamara Savir, Baila Mithirim, Nadereho. She's still Bishu Savir for other purposes. So that's the din, like Rabbi Akiva, Ein on Amarach has beat the Shivchus Acharishus. So the Gemara said, but it's only called Acharishus if it's Ishus Didei. If the father married her off, then he cannot sell her as an Amarviya. But if the father sold her as an Amarviya, and then Yud happened, so if Yud is Nisu and Oisa, Yisami Bechayavir. He's Oy's father. He's not a balabos anymore. If you hold, we don't hold Yud Nisu and Oysa. We hold Yud Eris and Oysa. So is that considered, if the father sold her as an Amavriya, then the Odin does Yud. Is that considered Kiddushin the day, the father married off? The Gemara says it depends whether you hold Moshe Rishonis li Kiddushin Nitnu or not. He said the Raman Paskin is against the Gemara, but the Poshib Shat in Gemara is, if you all like the Tanakhama Moshe HaVishan is Likidushin Nitnu, then it's Kiddushin Didei. Father married off his daughter. So then the din sets in, Eilan HaMerech has bita l'shivchus aharishus. He can never sell her as an Amarviya. But if he would have held like a Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yudah, then Moshe HaVishan is Lav Likidushin Nitnu, and she's agreeing to the Kiddushin. You need Das Dido. She's agreeing. So that's Isha's Dido. That's not Isha's Dide. So then the din, that din of Rabbi Akiva does not apply. Is only if the father married her off. But if somehow she got married without the father marrying her off, the father saw there was an Amar Ivriya, and then she agreed to get married. So the Gemara seems to say that that depends. Gemara said on Yud Ches Amud Beis, that depends on the Machlekes, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, and the Chachamim. So the Gemara says over here, is not like the rabbi in time. You need her consent. What do you need her consent? She's making the kedusha now, so she has to agree. If the din would have been like the Tanakam and the Moshe Rishonis, the kedusha nitnu, he's not making the kedusha now. The father already was mekadosher. It's igloi milsalam afreya that the Moshe Rishonis was the kedusha. So the implicit in the mechira was that the father was mekadosher. So it's kedusha didday. And it was a long time ago. It's from the Tchilas HaMechira. So then you wouldn't need the Das HaBas at the time that he says, Harayat Mi'uedisli. You only need the Das HaBas if you hold Moshe Rishonim Slav L'Kiddush. What do you mean? The girl is a Ketana. How can Ketana marry herself off? There is no such thing. The Gemara said before. How can it be? Ilema, how can it be? Moichwa Almada L'Kain Godel Gavusha V'Chalutz L'Kain Hed. The Gemara said, how can it be? Ilema, the Kodesh Napsha, if the girl married herself off, the girl can't marry a ketana, can't be makabel kedushin on her own. So what's over here? If you hold like Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Moshe Rishonis lav the kedushin nitnu, but the girl marries herself off. So there is no such thing. How can a girl marry herself off? What's going on? So the Gemara says on the fourth wide line over here, Yutesam and Aleph, Amar Rav, Amar Nachman, Amar Rav Mubita ketana tivi kabel kedushin. And the Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda. Sometimes a girl can agree to the kiddushin. Love Amar Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda Moshe Rishonis. Love the kiddushin nitnu. The chim and shai bar shall reprove to have a kiddushin. The odon is mekadosh the girl, and the girl's agreement clinches the kiddushin. So you see, a ketana can agree to kiddushin. Achanami loishna. Even if she was not an Amo Hevriya. Stam a normal case. Bizman she'ena yoivol neg. There's no din of Ebedevi. There's no din of Amo Hevriya. So there's no Amar Avriya Bizman is there. But nonetheless, this din is in Shulchan Aruch. Amar and B'tachtan Tzivi Kab L'Kiddushayich. This can happen. How do you explain that din? Aktan is Alav Bazdas. So how can you be Mekadosh Aktan if Aktan is Alav Bazdas? What's Tak Abshat and Nigmar? So we already discussed part of it. Some of the story goes like this. We just said, if I give a matona to a cotton, if a cotton picks up a Dovashal Hefker, so that's a Mishnah. Metzias Cherusha to be cotton is only Gezel Mepnei Darkishol. Why is the Gezel Manator? Because the Ramam started off Perkov Tesh, Shloshay Mikra Mekach Vemekir Memekir Din Torah. To be Makne, to sell something to someone else, you need Das Makne. To buy something, you have to have Das Kaina. You have to agree that you're going to pay the Dmei HaMekach. So cotton is a lot by Das. So you can't have Das Makne, and you can't have Das Kaina. But the question is, what if I want to give the cotton a matona? So he doesn't have to agree to pay anything. So that was 2 days in Tosfos. In Sanhedrin, Daf Samaches on the base. The first Daf in Perek Ben Sora starts on Samaches on the base. The Tosfos really belongs on Samachtes on the Aleph, but it didn't fit there. So the printer printed in Samaches on the base, and it says Shaykh Le Samachtes on the Aleph. That's where it's printed. So Tosfos day has 2 days, and in Choshen Mishpat, the Mechaber Paskans like that day, if you give a matana to a cotton, cotton is Koinem and Ater. What's the Bir HaDobar? So obviously you only need Das Makne. There's no need for Das Koine by a Matone. If the Koine is buying something and he has to agree to pay, he has to be a Bar Das. To sell or to buy, to pay, that you have to be a Bar Das. You have to be Mischayev Midas to pay. But to receive a Matone, that there's no need for Das Koine to be Mekabel a Matone. If there's no Das Makne, you're Magbia Min HaHefker. So Mitzir Shreisha to be cut, that's only Gezel Midirabon. It's not Gezel Midirabon, because there is no Das Acheres Makne. Whenever there's no Das Makne, you need Das Kane. But whenever there's Das Makne to give Matana, then that's how we paskin, that there's no need for Das Kane. The Shach is not happy with the whole Tosis, but that's how we paskin the Shulchan. We accept the Shulchan Aruch, not like the Shach. Usually we follow the Shach when he disagrees. Here we don't. But Yeshua has a long attack against the Shach and Bob Mitzir in the first pair. Shach says that it's all against the Yerushalmi. So fine, but the Bavli is like, said, there is no Bavli. The Shach said, there is no Bavli country. So we assume that Bavli doesn't agree with the Yerushalmi. So the din is that what? If you're giving a matana to a cotton, So the cotton is kind of minatur. Whenever there's das makna, there's no need for a das kain. So what's the story by kiddushin? So we said, the Gemara asked a question on daf yud. A man came in mekadoshin isha al yedei shtar. It wasn't not daf yud. Daf tes amid aleph. Gemara asked a question on the last narrow line. Masakalar abzer bar mamo. Gemara says, if you mekadoshin isha, is that the same as sodas bakesef yiknu? You make a shtar mechira on a karka. Who writes the shtar mechira? The das makna writes it. The one who owns the karka wants to sell it to me, wants to give it to Biba Matona, so the balasada, the makna writes the shtar. The one who's das clinches the deal. Whenever there's das makna by Matona, let's say, so there's no need for das kaina. So the das makna is the crucial das. So the das makna is one who authorizes the writing of the shtar. So the Gemara says, v'haloidami ha-shtar, the shtar has been hasam b'cha kaisa v'lasada mechira l'cha, ha-cha bal kaisa b'itach mekudesh asli. The girl's father should write, or the girl, if the girl is an older girl, after Bagrus, so she's Simon Bechayavir, so she should write, Harini Miskadeshis Lacha, or the father should write, Hari Bita Mikudeshis Lacha, the father is the Das Makna. Why does the Chosin write the Shtar? And for the Gemara, Amarav, it's all based on Xeris HaKosim. Hosam Inyani Dikra, Vahacham Inyani Dikra. Hosam Ksiva Macha, Meachu Zasa, Bimurcha Tali Rachmana, what does it mean? The das makna is the more important das. Whenever there's das makna, you don't really need das kaina. If he's going to buy, if he's going to pay, so he has to agree, so then you need a das makna. There's no das acheres makna on the payment of the money. If you give him a tonne, then there's a das acheres makna, so you don't need das kaina. If he's paying, if the lekech is going to pay for it, so there is no das acheres makna on the amount of money that I'm going to pay. He's a das hamischaiv on that. So then he has to be a godel. So the Gemara says, "Umocha me'achu zosa by selling karka, the das makna clinches the deal. So the das makna, the makna has to authorize the writing of the shtar. B'hochik sivik hiikach. What does it mean? Be'bal tala rachmana. What does it mean? Be'bal tala rachmana. Need nosan hu b'yamahu. If you're going to have nosan hi b'yamahu, the Gemara said that's no good. So what do you see from this Gemara? That's what the Nadi Behuda has, and Avdam Eloim repeats it every 50 pages. He repeats this, that by Kiddushin, really the Das HaBal is the Das Makna. The Das HaBal is the Das Makna, and the Isha is passive. Isha is like, whenever there's Das HaCheres Makna, so you don't need Das Kaina. So the question begs itself, so just like you can give him Atone, there's a Ran in Adorim on Daf Lamed that the Avner Baloyin quotes every 50 pages. Oh, his Ran in Adorim solves all the problems. Ran in Adorim has an expression that by Kiddushin, the Isha is like Mafkeres as Atzma, and then the Baal is Echem and Ahefka. She doesn't participate actively in the Maisa Kiddushin. The Chosin says, Chosin Nasan Hu, Biyama Hu, Chosin gives the ring, and he says, Harem Kodeshis. The girl is only passive. If the girl would be actively participating in the Kiddushin, the girl should say, Hari Atom Kudush Li, so that's a violation of Tiikach Veloi Kisukach. The Baal has to do the Kiddushin. So basically, by Kiddushin, what the Ran said is that Kiddushin is like when you give a matona to a cotton, that we paskin like that, he says, whenever there's Das Acheres Makne, so there's no need for Das Kaina, so the cotton can be Kaina Matona Men Atorah. So if you say the das habal, Rabbi said, "Hosam in yonah dekara, hosam in yonah dekara." Here it's hochak siv kiikach. So the das habal is considered like the das makna, and the isha is passive. So you should always be able to marry a ketana min haTorah. The das habal is the das makna, and the isha is passive. So just like when you give a matana to a cotton, das acheres makna works min haTorah. So a person should be able to marry a ketana min haTorah. It's against all the mishnayos. Kiddushik Tana is only midirabbanan. If the Isiyu ima viacheha, if the father marries off his daughter, so then it's minatur. If the father is not alive, so then all the brothers who are passed by mitzvah and the mother, Isiyu ima viacheha, there's kiddushin miyun, there's kiddushin, and if later on she's unhappily married, so she can always go to bez and say I'm not happy with the shidduch and break up the whole thing. She doesn't even need a get. If she doesn't go to Bezdin, he gave her a get, so she becomes a grusha. But if she goes to Bezdin and she says she's mema'ena, so it's a glon milson afreya, it's an annulment. She doesn't need a get, and she's muteris to marry a kohen. She's not considered a grusha. But let's say there's no father, the father's not alive, and it wasn't his siyu ima v'acheha. The girl's going to make kabel her own kiddushin. So there's a difference of machlokes of rishonim there. And in Eben Ezra, the Ramah paskens is garnish meganish. Even with the Rabbanim, there's no, they never made such a takon. Tana cannot be mekabel kedushin at all. The shad is, why not? According to the Ran in the Dorim on Daf Lamed, that Avdim Eluim built up that whole Ran, every 50 page, he quotes the Ran, solves all the world's problems. The Das Habal is that, like the Das, is the Das Makna. Whenever you have Das Makna, you don't need Das Kaina. So the Ketana should be able to get married Minatayr. You have Das Acheres Makna. The Das Habal is a Das Makna. So you don't need Das Kaina. So that's what Agamara says. Aymaranul Bita Ketana. The girl is a Ketana. Sivi Kabla Kidu Shayach. So the Das Habal will be the Das Makna. And you don't need Das on the part of the woman. Mafkeres Atzma. So the can get married min haTorah. That's Rava's din. Amar Rava Ram Nachman. We learn it out from Rabbi Yosi ben Rabbi Yehuda. We don't pass like Rabbi Yosi ben Rabbi Yehuda. We pass like the Tanakama. But you see from Rabbi Yosi ben Rabbi Yehuda that the cheshbon is correct. The calculation is correct. Arma labita ketana. So why do you say the kedusha ketana is nothing? Even with the Rabbanan, they never made a takan. It's nothing but nothing. Nothing. Why? But here you see from the Gemara, Arma labita ketana. So the answer is, the girl has to be machkeres as atzma first, prior to the ma'aseh kedushin. She has to agree to marry the guy. So that agreement has to be midas. Then once she does the machkeres as atzma, that's the lashon of the Ran, a melitza. It's not really hefker. She doesn't own herself, but sort of. So she has to be machkeres as atzma, and then we say the das abal, he does the kedushin. And you don't need das uishin for the ma'aseh kedushin. But prior to the ma'aseh kedushin, you need as a preamble, as an introduction to the Das Acheres Makne of the Bas Habal, is the Das Makne. She has to be Mafkeres as such. She has to agree that he should be able to be Zechem and Ahefka. So if the girl's a Ketana, it can't happen. But if the father is a Gadol, the father's a Bardas, if the father's, let's say, the father had children, then he lost the Seichel. He became a Lab Bardas. So then he can't say Tzibin Kabla Kirushay. The father has to be a Bardas. So usually, if the girl is 19, 20 years old, so she says, I'm Akeres myself, and I authorize you to make a Kenyan to be Zechem and Ahefker. So then the Baal is a Das Kedushin. So if the girl doesn't have a father, then she can't be Mafkeres Atzma in the first place. But if she has a father, the father says, Siv Kabla Kedushayach, the father says, whomever you'll marry, I'll agree. So then for the Maisa Kedushin itself, the Das Abal is the Das Makna. And she's the kaina, so you don't need das kaina. You can't do balkarcha like a matona. I want to give the katna matona, so I can't give balkarcha. He says it doesn't want, but you don't need das kaina by a matona. So you don't need das uish. You just shouldn't be balkarcha. But this can only work if she's first mafkeres as atzma. So if it's a normal girl, 19, 20 years old or whatever, 45 years old, she's getting married, so she's mafkeres as atzma. She says, I want to marry this guy. Here. The girl is a ketana, so it doesn't get off the ground. She can't be mafkeres. But the father is in charge. So the father says, see the kabla kiddushayit. So the father did the mafkeres as atzma. And then the baal just gives her the kiddushin and she agrees. So that's like giving a matana to the cotton. This is like giving a matana to the cotton. All you need is das acheres makna, and you don't need das kaina, as long as not bal korchai. So the chosin gives the kiddushin to the ketana, and it's not bal korchai, so it's good. He either gives a shtar, he gives a kesa, and it's good. Yeah, it's a big chiddush. Emeran b'tektan tzivikav l'kiddushach m'de Rabbi Yosef b'Rabbi Yehuda. Because Rabbi Yosef b'Rabbi Yehuda holds Moshe Rishonis lav l'kiddush nitnu, and now he's mekadesh, it's considered he's mekadesh the girl. He's mekadesh the girl, and the girl has to consent. That's how the Gemara says, asher lo yod amalam shetzoch liyad, he need her haskoma. She consents. Shadis, where's the Kesef Kiddushin over here, though? Isn't it Mekadosh B'Milva? He bought her, the father sold her as an Am HaHivriya for 6 years. I'm holding the end of the 6 years. So there's more than a Shavar Puta's worth of work left. So he's Moichel. So what if I lent money to the girl, and she spent the money already? She didn't spend the money, but Milva lo itzon nitna, so the money is hers already. So I can't say Harei Mekadosh Asli with the $100 that I gave you yesterday as a matana, even if she still has it. Milva lo itzon nitna, it's not my money anymore, it's her money. But if I say I forgo the chiyuv, you don't have to pay me, and I just gave her a gift of $100. So let it be Hamakadish Bimilvis. And the Gemara said, no good, a Kadish Milva ain't a Kodesh. Why do you have to give a Davar Chodesh? So there is no Davar Chodesh. So that's the Shaila over here. What does it help that the Odon is Meichel, you see from Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yudin? This we understand. The girl is a Ktana, so we say, like giving a gift to the cotton. You can't give a matana balkarcha, but if you give a matana to the cotton, midaito, so that's das acheres makna, so the cotton is kayim and ater. So here, by kiddushin, it's like das acheres makna. The das habal, that was on that test. The das habal was like the das makna. Whenever the das makna, you don't need das kayim. So over here, you don't need das kayim. So that we understand. Why can't you maybe kaddish katana? Because you can't be mafkeres and start. The whole thing doesn't get off the ground. Here, the father was mafkeres. That we understand. But the shaila is, but you're quoting Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda is talking about he's mekadesh the girl. Fine, he's mekadesh the girl b'milva. Mekadesh b'milva zayne b'kudeshes. How does that work? So Tosfos says pshat in the Gemara. He's mekadesh b'hanoas mechilus milva. If he says, Hari, I'm a Kodeshus Li, I'm Moichel, you owe me another $20 worth of service. It's another couple of days left till the end of Sheish. So the Odon are another half a year left. So he says, you owe me $50 worth of services, $150 worth of services, and I'm Moichel to you. So I'm a Kaddish bin Mulva, ain't I'm a Kodeshus. But if he says, Hari, I'm a Kodeshus Li, Bahanoa Zu, with the Hanoas Mechilos Mulva, that I'm a hana you, that now you don't have to work for me anymore, so then it's hanoaki kesef, then it is good. So Tosha said, that's what's happening over here. But Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yudis case, he's not that he's mekadosh, the odon is not miyai the girl. Mama is new kiddusha now. He's not mekadosh the girl, the mechilas milve, that she doesn't have to give him $150 worth of services anymore. Mekadosh with the hanoa that he's mehana her, that she doesn't have to give. And whenever you mekadesh b'hanoas mechilas milveh, then the Gemara said it's mekudeshes. So what is the Gemara hakatshainik of about mekadesh milveh sheyesh aleha mashkin? What they mix in the mashkin for? So Tosha says, no, it doesn't mean, that's not li'kuva. It means if you mekadesh b'hanoas mechilas milveh, we had on Dav Zayin is mekudeshes. Even if there's a mashkin, and even if he didn't get back the mashkin, you ignore all of that. His mekadesh b'hanoas mechilas milveh is mekudeshes, despite the fact that there's a mashkin. Not because of the fact that there's a mashkin. Despite the fact that there's a mashkin, and he didn't give back the mashkin, I lent the girl $1,000, and she gave me a diamond ring that's worth $2,000, whatever, and I have a mashkin. And I say, I read Mekadeshes Li with $1,000 on Moichel. So I'm Mekadesh Milveh, ain't Mekadeshes, because they have to give a Dover Chodesh. But if I say, I read Mekadeshes Li, Bahanu Azul, that I'm a Hanayu, Bahanu Azul, Mechilos Milveh, then it's Hanu Akikes, then it's good. Despite the fact that I didn't yet give back, I have to give back the Mashkin, I have no right to hold it now, because she doesn't owe me any more money. So once, for some reason or another, out of the goodness of my heart, I was Moichel, so now I'm Mechid Medina to give it back the Mashkin. Even though I didn't give it back yet, she's still mekudeshes now. So Tosha says, "Hamekadosh b'milva sheyesh aleha mashkin mekudeshes," doesn't mean because he gave back the mashkin. Despite the fact that he didn't give back the mashkin, she's still mekudeshes because hanoah kikesu. He's mekadosh b'hanoas mechilas milva. So that's what the Rishonim are surprised. The Rishonim are surprised. They're not so convinced that it's right. The Rambam says, and he gave back the mashkin. So the Rambam sounds like Dafka, you have to give back. Not like Tosis, that the Mashkin is irrelevant over here. Even though he didn't give back the Mashkin, it's still good. Because Mekadosh b'hanoas mechilas milveh. That's what Tosis learns. But the other Rishonim think that it can't be. It means the Rambam says he gave it back the Mashkin.
Four?
At the same time. He says, Hari Mekudeshesli, I'm Moichel you the $1,000 that you owe me. Here's your Mashkin back. I'm not allowed to hold on to it. So the Rambam says, if he gives it back to Mashkin, then it's Mekudeshes. If he's Mekadesh Banoas Mechilas Milveh, it's Anoah Kikesev, it's good. But over here is Mekadesher, b'mechilas milve. If he gives it back to Mashkin, so why is it good? So the Rambam gives you the whole explanation. The Rambam, you see, Tosus said the mekadesh b'milve is ani b'kodeshes. Tosus is later in the Mems. Tosus says, why is a mekadesh b'milve dachrini? Somebody else owes me $1,000, and the chosin goes to the kal. He says, I want to transfer the debt that he owes me. I want to transfer it to my mishloshten. Let's say the loive and the malve. The chosin is the malve, and the guy owes me money $1,000, and the kala. So under the chuppah, he says, "Harei mekudesh is li." The $1,000 that he owes me, he now owes you. So he did my mishloshen, he owes her the money. So Tosfos says that's good. The Gemara says that's good. Why? Because he's giving a davar chadash. If the kala owes me $1,000, then I say I'm moichel $1,000. I'm not giving a davar chadash. I'm not giving her anything. But if I say you now have the right to collect $1,000 from Plain, then I'm giving a davar chadash. So the Rambam didn't learn like that. The Rambam didn't learn because he needed davar chadash here. There isn't davar chadash. The Rambam said a different explanation, that kiddushin, you always have to have, by kiddushi kesef, you need, that it should be kesef sheyesh bo hanoa. The Rambam had a chiddush. He says, if you give a kesef, matana manas lahachzir, so Tosfos said it's good menatar, it's only no good med the rabbanon, because people think that you can be mekadesh bechalipin. Because normally do chalipin matana manas lahachse. Tosfos said that mekadesh bechalipin is no good. It's only midi rabbanim. So the Rambam says it's no good ben haTorah because he needs a new din in kiddushi kesef. He needs kesef sheyesh ba hanua. Kol haTorah kol, there is no such thing. So new din in kiddushi kesef. He needs kesef sheyesh ba hanua. So the Rambam says that mekadesh b'milva is no good because there's no hanua. But if it's milva sheyesh alei mashkin and he gives back the mashkin. He lent her $1,000, she gave him a diamond ring. Then he said, I'm moichel $1,000, and here's your ring back. So now, he says, I'm moichel $1,000, that's kesef, but it's usually kesef shein bo hanoa. He didn't give her anything, though she should get hanoa. But if he gives it back to mashken, now she can get hanoa from the mashken. So that's, he's not mikadosh with the mashken, he's mikadosh with the halvoa, the mechila of the $1,000, but the fact that if he turns the mashkin, that makes it into kiddushi kesef sheyesh b'hano. So the Rambam insists that it's only good and mekadesh milv sheyesh alei mashkin mekudeshes. If you do give back the mashkin, Tosfos said the pshat is even if it's a mashkin and despite the fact that you didn't give back the mashkin, it's still good because that's the old din. It's a repeat the old din of mekadesh b'hanos mechilas milv is mekudeshes because hanoa kikesef and the mashkin is lamala v'lamoyrit according to Tosfos lamala v'lamoyrit. And the other Rishonim, the Rosh and Narashba, they're not so convinced. They think maybe the Rambam is right. You got to dafke give back the mashkin. The Rambam says you got to give back the mashkin. Why? So the Rambam says why? That's his. Also, the Avdim Eloim quotes. He always answers all the kasha. The Rambam shita is they need kesef. Kedusha kesef is different from karka niknas b'kesef. As b'kesef sheyesh b'hano. So over here, if you don't give back the mashkin. So it's kesef shein bo hanoa because he already lent her the $1,000 last year. There's no hanoa today. But if he gives it back the mashkin, then she can use the mashkin. That's called kesef sheyesh bo hanoa. So that's what the Rambam read over here. That you bought an Amah Ivriya, and the Amah Ivriya is like a mashkin. But then when I free her, and now she's free to do whatever she wants. Now she's ishti. She's noig ba minig ishes, but noig ba minig shivches. But that's called kesef sheyesh b'hanoa. Mekadesh b'mechilas milve, not b'hanoas mechila. Mekadesh b'mechilas milve. He's mevater. She doesn't have to work for him to the end of sheish, to the end of the 6 years. And the fact that he had the mashkin and now he gives it back to her, he gives it back her freedom, so she's free to do whatever she wants. So that makes it into kesef sheyesh b'hanoa. That's how the Rambam read the Gemara. So there are two different things over here. There's one issue, if you're like Rabbi Yossi Ben Yehuda, how can a ketana make kiddushin? It says all over Mishnah, kiddushin ketana is nothing. And the Rama says, even with the Rabbanan that they make kiddushin ketana, that's only ima v'yachecha. But if the girl's going to be kabbalah around kiddushin, even with the Rabbanan, it's nothing. That's 2 days in the Shilti Gibor Man Yibamis. In the end, Perek Beishamai. Perek Beishamai, the end of Yibam, it's all about kiddushin miyun. About the details of the din of kiddushin miyun. So the Shilti Gibarim there has this machlekes. Did they ever make a takana that a ketana K'min b'kabla haron kiddushin. So the Rama says, no, they never made such a takana. It's only ima v'yachero, just like the din is the father of b'karesh is b'toktana. So the mother, it's only the father. The Rama made a takana. The mother can marry off, and the older brothers who have the bar mitzvah can marry her off. Even the Rabbana, they never made a takana, the girl can marry herself off. So here, that's the problem. How can you have kiddushin k'tana? So the Gemara says, that's not a problem. Because every case of kiddushin is really like das acheres makne. The das abal is the das makne. Wherever there's das makne, you don't need das kaine. You don't need das uisha, the das kaine. As long as it's not bal korcha, like the mekabe matan, as long as it's not bal korcha. So you should always be able to be mekadesh k'tana. The answer is no, she has to be makeres as atzma. So she's not a bas das. But if the father said, see mekabe kiddushayach, and she's still b'shus avir, so then that mafkeres atzma was taken care of by the father's declaration. And then now she can do the kedushin on her own. Minatora. She can do the kedushin on her own. Minatora. So that's one half of the story. If the kabla kedushayach, the ketana can make the kedushin because the father did the mafkeres atzma. And then you have the other shadow, but where's the kesef? According to Rabbi Yossi Arbuta, it's mekadesh b'milveh. Kadosh Milva is Einim Kodesh. The Gemara says, no, it's good over here. Why? Kadosh Milva Sheesh Aleha Mashkin. Why is it better? So Taisa says, no, he's not Bekadosh Ben Milva. Bekadosh Ba'anoas Mechivas Milva. Ba'anoas Mechivas Milva is good, so what do you need Yesh Aleha Mashkin? Despite the fact that there's a Mashkin, not because, despite the fact that there's a Mashkin and he didn't give back the Mashkin, she's still Mekodesh, it's because Bekadosh Ba'anoas Mechivas Milva is good. Sure. The Kaddish said the same thing. Tosis understands every case of Yehud, the Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, who holds most of Shannon's lovely Kiddushin Nitnu. Why is it Chal? Why is the Kiddushin Chal? Because it's Mekadish Bahanoas Mechilas Milva. He didn't say that. He just said, hurry up, Mewedisli. The Torah says, we consider it as if he said. The father, when he sells his daughter, Zamar Via, never said, Siva Kabla Kiddushai Chidah. The Torah says we consider it as if implicit in the Mechira's Bita La'ama, implicit it is Ashelo Yada, Vim Lebno Yadena. So the Torah declares implicit in a man selling his daughters in Amar Vriya is as if he made a statement, Siva Kabla Kiddushayach. So then the girl can do the Kiddushin on her own. So that's what the Gemara says. Implicit in the declaration, Hariyat Miyadisli, is considered as if the Odon said, Hariyat Mikudeshasli, Bahanoas Mechilas Milva. That's why it's good. Despite the fact that there's a Mashkin and he didn't give back the Mashkin.
The Mashkin doesn't fit very well.
The Rishayim Taina, the Lashon doesn't fit well. The Rishayim Taina against Taisus. So that's why they're not so convinced that Taisus is right and they think that Taisus is wrong. That you do have to give back the Mashkin. So why do you have to give back the Mashkin? So the Rambam says you got to give back Mashkin, so it has to be Kesef Sheyesh Bo Hanoah. Okay, that's the Rambam's bug. It's the Rambam Shita. You always have to have Kesef Sheyesh Bo Hanoah. He explains all the dinim based on this new concept that Kiddushi Kesef is different from Kesef by Karka. You need Kesef. Matonam Ras Lachsa is good by Karka. It's only no good by Kiddushin because it's a din mena Torah, not mid the Rabbon. This holds Matonam Ras Lachsa is good mena Torah by Kiddushin. It's only no good mid the Rabbon. The Rambam holds it's no good mena Torah. Because it's not Kesef Sheyesh Bo Hanoah. So here the Rambam says, if it's Mekadesh Ben Milva Sheyesh Aleha Mashkin, they give back the Mashkin, the fact that now she can use the Mashkin, that's called Kesef Sheyesh Bo Hanoah. The other Bishayim are not Goris this Kesef Sheyesh Bo Hanoah. They don't hold from that. So what does it help over here? What does it help Mekadesh Ben Milva Sheyesh Aleha Mashkin? What does it help over here? They say, Mekadesh ben milveh zayin mekudeshes, because the milveh is abstract, they're not giving any bien, but if you have a mashkin, it's considered as if there is a bien, as if the chob is a bien. Yeah, nice, the chob is bien, but then once he's miyayed the girl, then the mashkin vanishes into thin air. If I lent the girl $1,000 yesterday, she gave me a diamond ring, and I give it back the diamond ring today, so there's a chepze, there's a bien. Once I say, hurry up, miyodisli, so fine, the girl's body is the mashkin. Once the hurry up, miyodisli, and she doesn't have to work anymore, what do you mean, I'm giving her back a mashkin? I'm giving her back herself. She doesn't get herself. According to the Rambam, you need kesef sheyesh b'hano. So that's the kesef sheyesh b'hano. She gets herself and she's free to do whatever she wants to do now. She doesn't have to work for the Odon. She's a wife, does not meshuvah to the husband. She's free to do whatever she wants to do. So that, according to the Rambam, that makes it into kesef sheyesh b'hano. But according to the other Shem, they're not gerus that. They don't hold. There is no such din, and they don't mock her in the Gemara for such a thing. Kesef sheyesh b'hano. So they say differently that what? Despite the fact that there's a mashkin, it shouldn't becloud the issue, and hanas mechilas milv is still good. They don't like this. They say because there's a mashkin, but because there's a mashkin, the minute he says ariyam meyadisli, so the mashkin disappears into thin air. It's not that he's giving her back the mashkin. So how is good somehow we consider the milvus if it's bien? It's a big chiddush. Milvus is if it's bien. We said from our Baruch Be'er that the mashkin is considered the physical embodiment of the chayv. So that's mashkin d'achrini. If someone else owes me $1,000 and I have a mashkin, so when I give the mashkin to the girl, it's considered as if the chov is a bien. But the girl, I'm the odon. The girl is my omer v'yeh, so she owes me another half a year's worth of work. She owes me $150 worth of work. And I say, I re'em mekudeshesli. So she noig maisa ishus, but noig ima minig shivchus anymore. So it's not that I'm giving her back a diamond ring, not that I'm giving her back or something, not giving her anything. She's no longer an amoivriya for me, that's all. So how is that? What he said? Became a bien? It's a big chiddush. Kaddish mimbal shesh ala mashkin is good because the mashkin makes it as if the chov would be considered a bien. A big chiddush. The other half of the chiddush we understand by the ketana tziva kapik v'shach, that we can understand. But the shayla is on the kesef. How come the kesef is good?
How much did you pay somebody to arrange the ketana to pay the chayv?
To be meichel, yeah.
So that's here too, isn't that?
Yeah, it's Hanoah Kekesef. So that's how Tesis learns. He's Mekadosher, but Hanoah's Mechilas Milva. How much would she be willing to pay money to someone to convince the Odon that he should be Mechel her? So she owes him another $150 worth of services. She would be willing to pay someone a Pruta to convince the Odon to be Mechel her. So when the Odon himself is Mechel her, so that action is Hanoah Kekesef. That's Chiris Pailah. So that's good. So the Tosis we understand, but you say it doesn't fit into the Lashon HaGemara. That's what the Rishonim say. The Kaddish bin Lul, the Sheyesh Aleha Mashkin, doesn't mean despite the fact that it's Sheyesh Aleha Mashkin. It doesn't sound like it. The Mashkin is Lamala V'Lamari, according to Tosis. So it's a Doichik. It doesn't fit in. I'm a Chodesh Dikki Gemara here. Then the Rishonim discuss a different topic over here. Let's say Amirad will be taktana tziba kabli kirushayach. Father tells the girl she's only 11 and a half years old, a very mature girl, 11 and a half. He says, "You want to marry her? You want to pick your own chassan? Isn't that? Go pick your own chassan." He goes, she picks her chassan, and then he gives her a ring. So Amirad will be taktana. The father did the hefker. Just like you need mafkeres asatzma, the father made the hefka by saying, go pick your own shidduch. And then the chosin's das is the das makne, like on Daftes, he writes the shtar, chosin das makne. Whenever there's makne, you don't need das kaina, everything is fine. Everything is fine, but how is she kaina the ring? So you say, well, das acheres makne. The chosin gives her a ring, and it's das acheres makne. But the ring has to belong to the father. Kiddush Iktana goes to Liavia. So when the girl picks up the ring, isn't she supposed to be kind of the ring on behalf of the father? And all the Rishonim is, the Gemara says in Gittin, Akotin kimizech le'atzmo. If there's das achers makna, akotin kimizech le'atzmo. But it can't be zech le'acherim. In order to say zech le'adam shalei b'fonav, you have to be a godel. A cotton can't be zeicha for someone else. So how can the girl be zeicha the ring? How can the girl be zeicha the Kesef Kiddushin on behalf of the father. So the Rashba quotes some of the Rishonim say she doesn't have to have a mind to be Zechel for the father. She has a mind to be kind of for herself. The father Memela is kind of the Kesef Kiddushin. But the Rabbi Savil Kol Shbach Niyom the Ravir. Like I say, if you give a matana to an Ebek Naini, because the din is Kol Mashikana Ebekana Rabba, that's a din Minat Torah. You give Kol Mashikana to Yishikana by the, that's only a din of the Rabbana. Kol Mashikana Ebekana Rabba, that's a din Minat Torah. This is later, draws a contrast. So if you get, so just like there's a din by Ebek Naini, Kol Mashikana Ebekana Rabba, if I give a matana to the Ebek, the Ebek has mind to be Koina, so it goes to the Odon, so the Chosin gives a ring to the Kala. Father said, Tziva Kabla Kiddushay. And the girl was only 11 and a half years old. And she's fighting with the father. Father wants the red or shit. This one she doesn't want. She wants this guy. So he said, pick your own Chosin. Tziva Kabla Kiddushay. Go get married on your own. So good. Everything we understand, the father was Mafkeres. Father did the Havkara, and you have Das Makna. The Chosin is the Das Makna. You don't need Das Kana. Everything is fine. But how is she Kana the ring? How is she kind of the ring? Don't you have to be kind of? How is the father kind of the ring? So the Pashta says the Kala is kind of the ring, has in mind, I'm here for the father. So that's against the Gemara in Gittin. Gemara says, Kodin zecha liatzma, vein zecha lacher. Kodin can't be kind of lacher. So one answer the Rishonim give is, the Rashba gives the answer, no, Kala has a mind, the Ketana has a mind to be kind of for herself. The father Memela is kind of, just like there's a din kol, mashikana ebikana rabba, a din min atoira. I give him matana to the Yevit Knaini. He has a mind, he wants to acquire ownership. So it goes to the Odom. So here also, the girl has a mind to be kind of the ring. And it goes to the father, based on the Pasuk.
It also goes to the father?
On the Shvach?
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Still Nisuin. Either till Nisuin or till Bagrus. Yeah. If she'll find, let's say, an Aveda, and this she'll be walking in the street. So the Aveda goes to the father, yeah. Might see it there, goes to the father. So that's what some Rishonim say. She has in mind to be kind of for herself, and whenever there's Das Makna, so Kotlin can be kind of in her third. But then the other din sets in, that's a din in the Chumash. The father acquires the case of Kiddush. So they really, really. Different aspects over here. The Mishnah is saying Ketana can't get married. So how can Ketana get married here? So the answer is, just like if the father's Mekabel Kiddushin for her, so if the father says, I agree to whomever you decide to marry, so that's like the father was Mafkeres Hisatzma. Once the girl is Mafkeres Hisatzma, then the Baal, then the Chosin does the Kiddushin, and the Kala is passive. See, the Ketana can be passive, like a Das Acheres Makna, giving a Matana to the Kotan. So the Chosin is always considered the Das Makna, that's the Xeris Kosva, Ki Yikach, Lo Ki Silokach, the Das Achosin is the Das Makna. That solves one problem. Then you have the other problem, where's the kesef? So in this case, it's according to Tesis, Hanoas Mechilas Milva. Hanoas Mechilas Milva, and the Mashkin shouldn't throw you off. Mashkin is neither here nor there. It doesn't make it worse. That's what Tesis says. The other Rishonim say, no, it has to be Milva Sheesh Alei Mashkin. Somehow that plays a role. Why does it play a role? According to the Rama, it plays a role. It makes it into Kesef Sheesh Bahanoa. The Kaddish Milva is usually no good because Kesef Shein Bahanoa. If you're giving back a Mashkin, then a Kesef Sheesh Bahanoa. And the other Rishonim say, no, it makes it as if it's a Bied. Makes it as if the Milva is a Bied, and that's why it's good. So you're really attacking different aspects to the issue over here. Where's the Kesef is one question. Where's the Das HaKtana is another question. So the Gemara says everything is based on all of these two ideas. Based on Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yehuda. We don't pass on like Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yehuda. We pass on like the Tanakhama, that even if it's so late in the day, that the Ein Bo Shavar Pruta is worth of work at the end of the Sheish, still it shall be Miyuedes. So we hold like Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yehuda's Chidushim without any Mokar. You don't need any Mokar for Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yehuda's Chidushim, that the Father can say Tzivikav the Kedushah. Because we don't hold like Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yehuda, we still hold from these Dinim. Karis Milva Sheshala Amashkin is good, and Amar Bita Ketana is good. So you really don't need a Makar for it. Gemara holds that it works, Mitzad Asvar, even without a Makar Chumash. Wow. A big Kiddush in the Gemara. Yeah, so then the Gemara has on the top of Amud Beis. And the Gemara had there's a machloikas amaroyim here. What's pshat in Rabbi Yosef ben Rabbi Yehuda? Does Rabbi Yosef ben Rabbi Yehuda really hold most of Rishonim's lab l'kiddush and nitnu? You have to be mekadosh all over. You mekadosh now, or Rabbi Nachman here the top line on the New Testament Aleph. So Rabbi Nachman ma'is kadam afilu Rabbi Yosef ben Rabbi Yehuda most of Rishonim's l'kiddush and nitnu. He says that Rabbi Yosef ben Rabbi Yehuda doesn't disagree. He also agrees most of Rishonim's l'kiddush and nitnu. But it's exeris hakosuv that what you can only do yud. If it's roi lepidia, it's ashelo yada vehefta. It's not roi. If there isn't a shavur puta's worth of work left, so it's not roi lepidia. Then it's not roi leyir. Agzeres hakosuf. That's what the Gemara says here. Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda holds most of Rishonim's love the kedushin nitin. Rabbi Achma Yitzchak Amar not true. I feel the time of the kedushin nitin. Even if you all according to Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda, most of Rishonim's is likedushin nitnu. You still need dasu ish. Rishani hocha damar. Rachmana Yada. Ashelo Yada. Ashelo Yada. Circle Yada. You have to have the girl's consent. Akzeris HaKosov. I but he says you have to have a Shavar Putas worth. That's also not because most of Shannon's love the Kandushnitu. Because he can only do a yud if it's Royal Pediyah. It's not Royal Pediyah. That's how the Gemara says. Shani Hochadam Makro. But I'm Nachem by Yitzchok here, the third wide line. Rabbi Yisrael also agrees. Most of Shani Kedush Shani Hocha Dam Rachmana Behefta. It's only royally yield if it's royally pedia. It's not royally pedia. There isn't the Shavu Putz's word, then it's not royally yield. But it's not that it's a fundamental machlokes between Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yehuda, and the Chachamim, where the most of Shani is Kedush Nitma. And he also agrees with the Tanakhama. Most of Shani says Kedush Nitma. That's what Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yehuda says. So it comes out of context. I'm not my Yitzchak. Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda never really disagreed. He never said most of Rishonim lav the kedusha nitnu, and it's not doing a new kedusha now. Not doing a new kedusha now. It's most of Rishonim the kedusha nitnu. How do you know all of these dinim? I'm Radlan Bita Ketana. We figured it out on our own. You don't even need psukim. It's most of Rishonim the kedusha nitnu. The kedusha was done by the father, but the Gemara holds that dinim are correct even without a marker from the Chumash. The Rama, that's how the Rama holds. Rama paskens like the Tanakhama. Most of Shannon's the Kiddushin Nitnu. And he still paskens these dinim. I'm Radim Victor Khtan. So you figure it out. Mitzarasvar, you don't need a mocker. So then the Gemara repeats the whole Bryce all over again. That second line from the top on Yutas on the base. Tana Rabbana Ketan Mitzvah Sir. I'm a love of Neshnaim. Aria Mukudesh Sli. Yet we mentioned why the Minhas Kinach, I think, raises this issue. If you hold Moris Avishonis Likidushin Nit, then why don't you need two Eidim Likiyam Adavar? You need Eidis Likiyam Adavar. That's a Gemara Samachayim at base. The Gemara learns out Agzeres Shava. Dava Dava Mimam. Kimotza Erbaz Davar. It's a Dava Shibi Erba needs two Eidim, just like Mominus needs two Eidim. There are two Parshas in Chumish Dvarim. One Parsha, Al Pishnai Meidim, Al Pishlosh Eidim, Yumas Ameis, that you need two Eidim by Din of the Parshas. And one Pasuk, Al Pishnai Eidim, Al Pishlosh Eidim, Yochum Dovah, that goes on Mominus. And how do you know that so Mominus and the Foshis need to aid him? That's Psukim. How do you know Dovah Shabdiyabah needs to aid him? That's Dovah Dovah Mimam. So what do you mean Dovah Dovah Kimotz Vayarvah's Dovah? What's called Dovah Shabdiyabah? That's the thing that a woman is a Saita Asura Labaila. You don't say it's Eidecha Nan Bisur. Asa Nisha Labaila, that's called Dovah Shabdiyabah. So you need to aid him for that. But to say that the woman is an Eshesish, to say the woman was Nizgarsha, so for that you need to aid him. So that's Eidus Labira Hadovah. It is Libir Dava by Mominus and by Nefashas and by Dava Shabiyarva, you have to have 2 8. Then the Gemara says, also included in the Xerishabah, Dava Dava Mimomin is that by Kiddushi Kesa, by Kiddushi, you need Eidis Likiyam Adava. So that's a pella. What you're learning out, Dava Dava Mimomin. So the Rashba is by Mominus, you never need Eidis Likiyam Adava. So how are you learning out? So we don't know. Adayam is that nobody knows what the answer is to that question. Abra gives an answer, and all Achranim work hard. They break the head, they don't understand. But that's what the Gemara says. Somehow you learn out from the Gzereshava, Dova, Dova, Mimam, and you need two Eidus Lekim Adova by Kiddush. So when the father sells the daughter as an Amo Evriya, if the old way we paskin, and according to Rav Nachman Yitzchok, no Tanoim ever disagree. Everybody, even Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda, holds most of Rishonim the Kiddush and Nitnu. So you should really need two Eidos L'Kiyum HaDavar when the father sells his daughter as an Amor Ivriya. Nobody in his right mind, nobody ever said that. You need Eidos L'Kiyum HaDavar when the father sells his daughter. So the answer is, you need Eidos L'Kiyum HaDavar when he expresses the Das Kiddushin. When he says, Harei Mi Wedesli, that's the Das Kiddushin. So he said, according to the Bei Rab Chaim said in the Rambam, Chaim didn't pass like that. He said, that's the Bir and the Shita Saram, that Eidos L'Kiyum HaDavar is to make the Das Kiddushin into a stronger Das. He's expressing the Das in public. If you just say, Harei Mukadesh Asli, there's nobody around, so you can always deny it later on. If you say, Harei Mukadesh Asli, in the presence of two Eidim, you won't be able to deny it later on. So that's a stronger Das. So that's what Rab Chaim interprets in the Rambam. The whole idea of Eidos L'Kiyum HaDavar is to elevate the level of Das, should be a stronger Das. Because Das Kiddushin, you need Das Alimta, you need stronger Das, and Das Mekech HaMempu. When you go to the grocery store and you buy a box of Cheerios and a bottle of milk, you don't need such a high level of Das. But when you're getting married, you need a higher level of Das. And when you get divorced, you need even a higher level of Das than you need for the Kiddushin. So that's what Sir Rab Chaim thinks, that that's the role of Eidos L'Kiyum HaDavar. If you say it like that, then we understand. Even if you're Moshe Rishonis L'Kiddushin Nitnu, but at the time that he sold his daughter as an Amor Ivriya, it'll be a Gloy Milson of Afreya, the Kedushin is going to be Chalam Afreya. But he never said a Das, he never expressed a Das, the Odon, never expressed a Das Kedushin at the time that he bought her. Implicit in buying an Amor Ivriya is that he has the option of doing Yud. But at the time he bought her, he didn't express Das Kedushin. When does he express it? Oymala b'fnei shnayim, harayam kudeshesli, harayam yuedesli. That's the Das Kedushin. So we say like Rab Chaim, we understand it very well. But even if you don't say like Rab Chaim, we don't follow that Rab Chaim. When we do Chalitza, Rab Chaim proved that Chalitza al Pidin does need Das. But Rab Chaim claims that the Rambam Pshita is that you don't need Eidos L'Kiyum HaDavar by Chalitza. But we don't do like that. When we do Chalitza, we have a bezna of five sitting, have three sitting like this and two sitting on the side, because Mikra Din, it's enough with a bezna of three. We have another two for Pearsum, so you have bezna of five. And then we have two Eidim. The Bezna, the five are sitting, and two Eidim are standing. Eidus is Bamida, and the Bezna is Bishiva. So we do have Eidus L'Kiyum HaDavar B'Chalitza. Rab Chaim claims, he thinks that the Teretz to the Shverer Rambam, question, who says there's a Shverer Rambam? Rab Chaim thinks there's a Shverer Rambam, because the Nebuchadnezzar Yosef doesn't agree with the Rambam. But who says that? So Rab Chaim had a whole shtickle Torah that the Rambam's opinion is that you only need Eidus L'Kiyum. You only need Eidos L'Kiyum HaDavar where you need a higher level of Das. Chalitza is a plane, you don't need a higher level of Das. There was a Havamin in the Gemara that even a Kotnin Ektana can do Chalitza. You just need Kavana. So there's a Xeris HaKosov, Kotnin can't do Chalitza, Xeris HaKosov. And Ektana is 2 days in Taisus, 2 Girsas in the Mishnah. Ektana Eino Choletzis, is it a Dinder Aisa, Dinder Rabbanon, according to 1 day in Taisus, according to 1 Girsa in the Mishnah in Yevamis. That b'diyevet v'shas hatkak, you would rely on chalitza v'ktana. It would be good. Ktana is a lav bazda. So he says, you see from the Gemara that chalitza doesn't need das. So therefore, the Rambam Pshita, you don't need Eidos L'Kiyum HaDavar. So we don't follow that. We do require ma'isim chol yom. Whenever you do a chalitza, you need Eidos L'Kiyum HaDavar. So we pasken la halacha that you need Eidos L'Kiyum HaDavar by yibum. Yibum can be done without das of the baal, without das of the isha. He didn't even realize that it was a Yavama. He thought it was his own wife. That's a machlokes, a rishani, where the Yibum need 2 days in Ebenezer. But they need Eidos L'Kiyum HaDavar. And we said the Binyan Sin and the Chulis Achadoshis and the old volume. He says, La halacha l'maaseh, we paskin that you need Eidos L'Kiyum HaDavar by Yibum. So you don't need Das at all over there. So that's the shilas of if a maisa dover should be ever chalitza needs das and yibum chalitza needs Eidos L'Kiyum HaDavar and yibum needs Eidos L'Kiyum HaDavar, even though there's no das at all by yibum, he just has to have kabana l'shem bir, but he doesn't have to have das that he wants. He doesn't even realize that this is his bo'al yevimta. So what do you say over here that you don't need Eidos L'Kiyum HaDavar when the father sells the daughter as an amar vir, but if you're mois of shanis l'kiddush nitnu, that was the Kiddushin. It'll be a Gloy Milson on Freya that was the Kiddushin. The Gemara calls it, if you have Moshe Hashanah, the Kiddushin did. The Gemara calls it Kiddushin Didei. It's said that the father married the daughter of. If your Moshe Rishon is loved, the Kiddushin Nittum, so the Gemara says, not Kiddushin Nidei. He sold his daughter Zanamariya and she marries herself off. But if your Moshe Rishon is the Kiddushin Nittum, the Gemara calls it Kiddushin Nidei. Shani Kiddushin Nidor, Erisin Didei, Mikidushin Erisin Didor. So why don't you need this Likim Adova when the father sells the daughter as a Ramavir? It's a good question. I don't know. But the Braisa said, you only need Edis, Omala Bifne Shnaim, Hariat Miu Edisli. When he expresses the Das Kiddushin, then you need Edis Likim Adova. You don't say you needed Edis at the time that the father sold the daughter as a Ramavir. Even though they hold Moshe Avishan as Likidushin Nitum. Sounds like Rav Chaim. But we don't pass like Rav Chaim saying a husband the Ramam. Lamai said we don't follow that. Not by Chalitza and not by Yilam. We don't follow that, Rav Chaim. I don't know. So that's the Brisa. Kates a mitzvah, Siyot Amal Abba Fneshnaim, Erev Mikudeshus, Lariyat Miyoedisli, Shai. Afil the Sob Shesh, even Mamish at the end of Shesh, Afil the Samach Lushkiya Sachamo. There isn't even a Shavuot Pruta's worth of work left that the girl has to do. You don't have to convert. You don't have to convert to Shabbos Putin. Noig ba minig shisva and noig ba minig shivchas. Mikan v'yelach, he's not allowed to treat her as a shivcha. Yes, but Rav Yehuda disagrees and he says only can only be miyayed at the end of sheish. Miyayed sheish bayom kedei lasa sima Shabbos Putin mekadesh melav einim mekadesh. So that was a machlekes all of the Amoraim against Rav Nachman by Yitzchak. All the Amoraim say because he disagrees fundamentally with the Tanakama. He also most of shenis lav the kiddush nitnu. And it's a Kiddushi Kesef now, Mechilas Milva, or the Hanos Mechilas Milva somehow. He's Mekadusha now with the Mechilas HaMilva, so he needs a Shavuot Putah's work. So it's a fundamental Machlokes. And Rav Nachman Yitzchak denies it. He says, no, I just need Roy Lepidiyah. Asher lo yod v'hefto, he can only be Miyayid if it's Roy Lepidiyah. If there isn't Shavuot Putah's worth of work left, so there's not Shavuot to have Giroin Kesef. Giron Kesef is she's buying out her freedom, so you have to pay at least the Shavuot Putah. Like when you turn a karka, you need at least the Shavuot Putah. Mekadosh Anisha, Chamish Putah saying, you know, with the five dinim that depend on a Shavuot Putah. So Giron Kesef is also Kinyan Kesef, so you need a Shavuot Putah. So Nachman Yitzchak claims that Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda didn't disagree fundamentally. There is a Kosev over here. Asher lo yod v'hefti, can only do yud if it's Roy Lepidiyah. It's not Roy Lepidiyah now. All the other Amoraim say, no, it's a fundamental machlokes that he holds most of his shayness, lav l'kiddushin nitna. Okay. Then the Braisa says, Mashallah Aymer Leisha, this case of Yud can be compared to another case, and from the parsha of Yud we can establish what the din is in the other case, because it's daima b'daima, it's similar. Mashallah Aymer Leisha is kachli me'achshav, lachin shloshimam. Means Hariyah Mekudesh is Limiyachshav, if I don't change my mind in the next 30 days. If I still want to marry her at the end of 30 days, Hariyah Mekudesh is Limiyachshav. What would be the din of Bracha Vikitsha Betel Shalishim Yom? The girl agreed to marry the second guy. Then at the end of the 30 days, the guy says, I still want to marry her. So he said, Hariyah Mekudesh is the first boy. Two boys chasing after the same girl. So the first guy says, Hariyah Mekudesh is Limiyachshav if I don't change my mind before 30 days. It was not that she changes her mind. He says, Hariyah Mekudesh is Limiyachshav. She takes the ring. She's masking. Hariyah Mekudesh is Limiyachshav if I don't change my mind within the next 30 days. And she already changed her mind. She took the ring from the second guy. But then when it comes the end of the 30 days and the first suitor didn't change his mind, he's still chasing after her. So it's a Gloy Milson Lamarfei, he was Mekadosh at first. Bracha Bikitcha, Betel Shalashiyam, Mekudeshes LaRishon. She's Mekudeshes to the first one. Why? Because Moshe Rishayna is the Kiddushin Nitum. Pash Peshat is like the Tosfei HaRosh. So Gloy Milson Lamarfei, she was married from day number one. So the Gemara says, Moshe Laman. Whose opinion? It's the Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, the Tanakama. Ilay Moshe Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda. It's not true. According to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Moshe Rishayna is love the Kiddushin Nitum. It's only Chami Kamal Abba. The Gemara says, no. And for the Gemara, Amar Avach Abrei Derov and Moshe LeRabbanon. According to the Chachamim, that's the Moshe.
So the Moshe,
huh?
It really has nothing to do with it. Even if we wouldn't know the Gemara of
Amma. If we would not, never heard of Amma Ivriya. The Din is, the Mishnah is like that. It means that Rav Mekudesh is named Achshav. But I don't change my mind. Mishnah is like that, yeah. Yeah. So what do you even have to learn out from Amar Avriya? You don't have to learn anything. You would figure it out on your own. But if you hold the loike Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, if you hold like the Tanakhama, then you can learn it from that parsha. But you would have known it anyway. You don't really have to learn it from that parsha. That is correct. That is correct. Then the Gemara quotes the next parasha, says the same machlokes, but it gives an opposite moshul. Tanya Yirach, the other parasha, Amerchas Bitavalach Vikitchela Acher. Father sells his daughter as an Omer Bria. The father is the Balama Maisei Adel. So he sells an Omer Bria, and the Maisei Adel goes to the Odom. But the father is still the Balabas on the daughter. So he's Makadish, he's Makabal Kedushin for somebody else. Halach Vikitchela Acher. So what happened? The Odom had. The Odon, when you sell your daughter, the Odon has the right to make Kiddusha Yud. So what happens over here? So the Tanakhama says, Sichik ba'odon umukudesha slasheni. He played a trick. The father sold the daughters in Omar Via to the Odon, and the Odon thought that it's going to be Ashelo Yodon, he'll have an opportunity to do Yud. And he's waiting until the girl looks a little more feminine. She's only 9 years old now. He's going to wait till she'll be 11 and a half. Then he's going to say, Hariyev Liyadisli. The father's a wise guy, goes to Mekabel Kedushin from a different boy. So, Sichik Ba'adon, Mekudesh Eslashen, Divi Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Because he holds, Moshe Avishon is Labdi Kedushin. It's not a Glod Milson of my prayer from the beginning. It's only Mekudesh is Mikana Labot, the second one. But Chacham Maimim, it's not true. What's the Yad Miyai? The Odin still has a right to be Miyai. Moshe Loi Melisha, this is to be compared. It's unclear who Shita, the Tanakama or Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. That's called osi dibur mevatel dibur. Whenever you make a kinyan, you can always back out terkedei dibur. Take a neder, you can back out terkedei dibur. What if you mekadosh an isha, you mekadosh an isha? So then the Gemara says in the end of Nedarim, you cannot back out terkedei dibur. Terkedei dibur lav kedibur domi bagitam ikedush, you cannot back out. But what if he says, and then in the middle, after 2 weeks, somebody backs out, either the boy or the girl, somebody backs out. So that's a machlekes Rabbi Yochanan. So it's not even terkedei dibur. By kedushin, you cannot back out even terkedei dibur. But here, either the boy or the girl is backing out 2 weeks later. He says, either the boy or the girl backs out after 2 weeks. Before the Lama Yom. So that's a Machlekes in Kiddushin later, Perek HaOmer, beginning of the third pair. Machlekes Rabbi Yochanan v'Shlokish. So we pass like Rabbi Yochanan, that's called Osi Dibur, Umevatel Dibur. When do you say you can't back out by Kiddushin? If it's Chal now. You say, Ariyat Mekudesh Asli now. Ariyat Megoresh is many now. So you can't even back out to Ochdei Dibur. We say, Ariyat Mekudesh Asli Lach Alamed Yom. Ariyat Megoresh is many Lach Alamed Yom. We don't say that it's a Maisi Kedushin now and a Chalois is later. You don't say it like that. You say it's not even called a Maisi Kedushin till a Yom Lamed. So what do you have? You have a Das Kedushin. He says, Harei Mugoresh is Li Lach Alamed Yom. Harei Mugoresh is Men Lach Alamed Yom. It's considered a Das Gerushin. It's considered a Das Kedushin. So that's what we pass like Rabbi Yechon. Osei Dibur, Vat Dibur. All he expressed was Das Kedushin. It's not even considered a Maisi Kedushin until Lach Alamed Yom. So then, even by Gitmi Kedushin, you can back out because there is no Maisi Kedushin. It's not considered a Maisi Kedushin, Maisi Gerish until Yom Lamed. It's just considered a Dibur. Dibur means a Das, an expression of Das. So if you express Das today, you can always, if it didn't bring about a Chalois, you can always back out. Osi Dibur Mavat Dibur. My later Das can cancel the earlier Das. Osi Dibur Mavat. That's how we pass them like Rabbi Yechanan. They make a tiyufta against Rish Lakish. The beginning of the third peg, make a tiyufta. So that's what the Gemara says. Mashal. What's the mashal here? Where's again? Tanya Idach. Mashal oim alisha. Ariya mekudesh is li lachalam yam. Bavach vikidsh betel shashayam. And mekudesh is la sheni. That's the din. Osei diba mevatel diba. You can back out. The Gemara says, Mashal aman. Whose opinion? Whose opinion is it? If you should say Le Rabbanon, the Tanakhama of Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, he holds Moshe Avishon is LeKiddushin Nitnu Faker. So you can't back out. Ami Rabbanon Rotsa LeYayid MeYayid. You cannot back out. Elo Amar Abach Brei DeRav Moshe LeRabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda says Moshe Avishon is Lav LeKiddushin Nitnu. So what is it? It's like saying when you sell your daughter as an Amar Avriya, it's like saying Tzivikab LeKiddushayich. See, if the father was mafkeres as atzma, like the girl could be mafkeres atzma if she's a gedolah. Here the girl is a ketana. So the father is doing the mafkeres as atzma. But there was no Maisi Kedushin until later. Maisi Kedushin is going to be with the Mechilas HaShibud later on. So that all you have is a Das Kedushin. Expressed the girl has to be Mavkeres HaZatzma. The girl is a Ketana. So the father has to be Mavkeres HaZatzma. So the father expressed the Das Kedushin when he sold the daughter as an Amar Bria. But there was no Maisi Kedushin until later. So the Gemara says that's a Moshel Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. From Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda Shita, you can figure out that din. We can figure out the din anyway. You know, it's Mishnah is like that later. You don't need Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda to figure out. That's what he says, right? That's the Moshel Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, this is the famous Gemara. Okay, we will stop here tomorrow, but we'll have to continue. Yeah, famous Gemara.